Well before Sonoma Compost was forced to close its open-air facility at the Sonoma County landfill, it was clear that a replacement would be needed.
We've been trying to figure out the next step in composting technology solutions for Sonoma County for about 8-9 years now.
Patrick Carter, now the executive director of the Sonoma County Waste Management Agency, was part of the process even then as an agency staff member. Now, they're working to finalize a request for proposals for a private company to build and operate a new composting site. But there are still some big questions to settle.
Should it be an in-county facility? Are we even interested in looking at facilities that are outside of the county? Should we only be looking for green waste and wood waste, or should we broaden our horizons to look at agricultural waste and other materials? Do we want just one large facility that can take all the green waste and food waste and wood waste for the county, or do we want multiple facilities spread throughout the county so that we're spreading the impacts and maybe creating some efficiencies for places not having to haul as far?
Hauling is an issue. Right now, Sonoma County's green waste is being trucked to out-of-county locations at a cost of about $2.5 million per year. That's something the Sonoma County Compost Coalition would like to see ended. Leslie Lucas is the group's co-chair.
Our preference being local also has to do with transportation, how to minimize the greenhouse gases in the trucks, where the material is being shipped to, how to get that material back to the users that need it.
And that's the top item on their list, restoring a source for organic compost close to home for local farmers, gardeners, and other users.
Green waste, food waste, compostable waste, we see that material as a resource that's generated by the agricultural community as well as businesses and residents. And it's a resource that's needed by the agricultural community for great soil in the form of compost.
Meeting that demand is one of several requirements that will ultimately be written into the RFP, says Patrick Carter. Another will likely focus on expanded collection and processing of food waste.
We know that there is literally tons of food waste going into the landfill right now. Last year was 4,000 or 5,000 tons. That's a drop in the bucket of what we know is still going into the landfill.
The waste agency has said the new facility will not be located at the landfill, but no new site has been specified. That's being left to the companies that propose to run it. But Carter says it will certainly have to be able to handle a much larger volume than today's green waste stream.
We have about 100,000 tons per year of organic material, mostly just yard debris, the lawn clippings, the vegetative food waste, the meat and cheese that people are just now starting to put into their green bins. If we project into the future for growth and for getting that 40, 50, 60,000 tons of food waste that could potentially have a new home, we're looking at maybe 200,000 tons per year.
To get further input from the public, the agency's holding a public hearing Thursday afternoon, 3 to 6 p.m. at the Santa Rosa Veterans Building. Following that, says Carter, the next steps of the process should move along more quickly.
We're aiming to release that request for proposals at the end of May. So hopefully by the end of summer, we would have proposals back. And then by the end of the year, we'd be looking to wrap it all up and enter into agreements and start that timeline.
Which will take another 3 to 5 years to see the successful applicant get all the needed permits for the project and then build it. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.